Dave, when you were talking about your house, that there were no indoor.
No, there was no indoor
facility.
No.
What was the place where you went to go to the toilet?
Well, it was called a toilet.
The toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard other names for it?
Outhouse. That's about it.
Okay. Have you ever heard privy?
No.
All right. Talking of, was this? Did you live on a farm? You said you're.
Well, yes and no. In order to catch the bus to go to Batesville, I had to stay with my grandparents.
Mm.
But my parents, yes, lived on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I simply stayed with them during the time with the planting of the crops and the gathering of the crops and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to go to school, I had to catch the bus. And, well, they only lived, my parents only lived about 2 miles, my grandparents, but still I couldn't have caught the bus if I stayed there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. What were some of the buildings that you had on your farm?
A smokehouse, a barn, several barns, a corn shed, a shed for the cows, a tool shed.
What did that corn shed look like?
Well, it was part of the barn. It was just one big room on a kind of upper level of the barn. No, I'm thinking about that. The part where the hay was kept.
What'd you call that?
What, the part where the hay was kept? Just that. I mean,
you said it was on the upper part of the barn?
The part where the corn was kept was like a ground level,
mm-hmm.
but the hay, maybe this part where the corn was kept was built later than from the rest of it because it was on a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
The floor of the part where the corn was kept was much lower, where the part where the hay was kept, because we were small, we had to clamp through a door that was, well, as about 4 or 5 feet off the ground, and we had to climb up.
Yeah. Do you ever call it the loft, or hear people call it that?
Well, I've heard of hay loft, but we didn't have the, I wouldn't call that part of the barn the loft because from where the floor began, that's where the hay was kept straight
mm-hmm.
up. There was just not a beam area that was constructed just for hay only. Up above the head, it wasn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Did people ever call the corn shed by any other name?
No.
Did you ever hear corn crib or crib?
Oh, yeah. It's been quite some while, yeah.
Crib. But it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. You call it the.
Call what the? Crib?
Yeah.
Shed?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you said crib or corn crib.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The dwelling, you just call that your...
The dwelling?
Yeah, where you live.
House.
Sure. And the plural of that, one house with two.
Houses.
Okay. Was there another building where grain, perhaps other than corn, might have been kept?
No. We had a separate building where potatoes were kept.
What was that?
Potato house. That's what my grandfather called it.
Was it similar to the other sheds?
Well, much smaller, but it was just only where we kept potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the term potato bank or potato hill
mm-hmm.
for a place for storing?
Mm-hmm.